This is the Cypher Podcast, where we'll be diving into various gaming cultures, checking out some games, talking to some gamers about their gaming experiences. Cypher, Africa's ultimate gaming podcast.
Okay, so welcome. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Normally what I do is I just frame the whole thing as a bit of a conversation. So just naturally gets the flow going for me. That's okay with you?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Am I clear? Can you hear me well?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's begin. All right, everyone, welcome back to the Cypher Podcast. And this week's episode, well, the Triad. I think a lot of people know the Triad from movies, but I'll let the man introduce himself.
Hello, guys. My name is Triad Syndicate. I'm a Kenyan gamer and community organizer. I don't know, one of those. And professional esports player. I'm also an esports player. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, it's nice to have you on today.
It's great.
Okay. Just a quick question. When did you first hear about me?
Cypher, as Lord Cypher.
Yeah.
I think last year.
Ah.
But I think we've played before because I was in Liquid. Like, did you used to play Modern Warfare 3?
Offline.
But not on the Liquid server, Liquid Telecom server?
No.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah, I had you of you from the podcast last year, the first time.
Okay. I think around the time I did James Carano, James, yeah.
Yeah,
around that time. Okay, all right. Okay, so now I'd like to know, how do you get into gaming? How do you wind up enjoying it as much as you have?
Yeah. How I started gaming was, okay, I just started following my elder brother. So he was the gamer, then I took after him. I started in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, actually. Used to play Tecmo MW3.
Okay.
So that I played that one when I think, I don't know, I'd, like 10 years ago, easily. Okay. 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So that was the start. Then I moved to console, then back to PC game. So now, now with the community, now it's easier to get different games to play, people to play with. Like, then when I started, it was very hard to get like people to game with who are local to you.
Okay. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
I think I remember like the time we had Kenya versus Uganda. Like, very long time ago on that Liquid Telecom server. It was so much fun.
Yeah, those days. Well, I was talking with someone, I was like, these days I don't know what's up because here in UG it's like things happen, but if you know, you know. You get right. Like, if you want the people in the know, it's like you just keep it to yourself or you don't tell anyone. So you're like, yeah. Because back in the day, I clearly remember Sprite was really big into promoting gaming. Like, they did a lot of events. Like, there was some event here at Kololo Airstrip. Like, they advertised the hell out of that. So I was just like, and that happened these days.
It doesn't happen anymore.
No, it doesn't happen. It's like either it's no longer publicized the way it was or just people moved on.
I guess it just needs, you know, another push. Then it'll come back for sure.
Yeah, it will. I mean, we have people starting up stuff here regarding the esports and, well, it's picking up steam, so.
Yeah, I follow Aru Gaming.
Yeah, yeah, especially Fudge. I spoke to Ivan recently, so yeah, it's a good thing we have guys like him.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay. So, what I'd like to know from your end, do you have any stuff you're working on?
Regarding gaming. Okay. We have an esports team. Okay, I'm part of Simba Ultimate Valorant.
Yeah.
So we're participating in that Red Bull Campus Clutch tournament and a few other ones. Like,
okay.
So we just recently started it. So yeah, we're looking for challenges now.
Okay.
And also, I think there's 254 Gamers.
That's yeah.
So half community, half tournament organizers. Yes, I'm also working on that, like a platform for gamers to make a name for themselves and like in the place where there is no active sponsorship, like as you say, the Sprite one, it died. Yeah. So like you can participate online and actually get somehow the same feel,
yeah,
and get something back for that. Yeah,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true, because, well, we don't want to go back to those days because, like you said, it wasn't easy getting people back then. Like for me, like growing up, I had a PlayStation 2, but getting people to play with me was kind of difficult. I mean, at that time, I didn't even know you could get a second controller and, you know, play games with someone else. I was like, okay, let's just keep going, you know? Like, yeah, there were games that I just played against the bots, essentially. Yeah, especially there was this game called 007 Nightfires. Just put the bot mode and just keep going. Okay. Okay, so, yeah, that was a very interesting experience. That was very interesting. So, how about now, like in the more recent years? What kind of experiences have you had with the gaming community as a whole?
As a whole?
Yeah, I mean, enlighten us, because everyone has different experiences. Like, you know, you could say, like, I had a PlayStation 2 growing up, and then I had quite a varied experience in regards to computers since, you know, they came first, then the console came second. So essentially, you could say, well, I'm a bit biased towards PC, but each to his own. I'm like, you like console, go for console. You like PC, go for PC. You like Nintendo, because I've had some people that also love Nintendo. So I'm like, yeah, each to his own. As long as you can enjoy the game, no problem.
The PC is still the master race, still.
Yeah, well, maybe the master, but very expensive master.
It's my experience with gamers as a whole.
Yeah,
again, kuna a lot of there are a lot of trolls for sure, but that comes in anonymity and gaming. That's just normal.
That's true.
For like the local community, let's say the Africa community. It's great, actually. It's growing well. You can see, like, recently, many Africans went to that Birmingham Commonwealth esports thing. That was great to see black faces
there. Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, that was good. At least we had some representation. Yeah. Although when it comes to certain gaming spaces, we're like, let's not show ourselves because those guys.
Yeah, too good.
It's like when you enter at an Overwatch lobby and you see a Korean name, just nope. Get out of there as quickly as you can.
But the exposure is good, for sure.
That's right. The exposure is good. Especially in our end, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, on your side, has there been, like, anything being done? Because I hear that, well, you guys have gaming's regulatory board or something like that. I'm like, you guys have,
you have a regulatory board.
I'm like, okay, okay.
I don't think that regulatory board is working. I think it's just the name that is there. I would say they're just taking funds where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I think Kenya, as a Kenya, we have a problem in terms of corruption. Yeah, that's just how it is.
Well, that's just a sponge for our dear tax revenue, but there's nothing we can do. Well, anyway, in regards to that, I had someone on here some time back, and he had some very, very, very colorful words regarding that regulatory board, because I'm like, really, like, you consider gaming, like, you need a gaming regulatory board, but for what? Since they just have gamers organize themselves and you'll be fine, you know? But I think I just, I attribute it to some, let's say, boomer, you know, up there, just bored without anything to do. And it's like, this gaming. Let's put a board there and just, you know, have these gamers regulated.
Well, they don't do anything, Balan.
Yeah, they don't do anything. I mean, you expect them to be the ones that, you know, reaching out to other esports organizations, but we have to do that ourselves.
Yeah, and we're struggling, to be honest. But it's life.
And I think maybe it's because esports is not classified as a sport yet. I think it's. Yeah, because in other places, esports is essentially a sport. You know, it's classified as a sport. But here, we've just not gotten around to recognizing that esports is also a sport in the sense, like, guys sitting down and gaming, still, that's a sport. Because how else did other sporting events start out? Like, guys came together, they did something they like, and then someone came and then decided, this is a sport. This is something everyone else should know of. Like, like, that's how most sports gain their recognition. Like, someone just gets a group of guys, they enjoy doing this thing, and everyone else just recognizes that, this is something fun. Like, who'd have thought that throwing a spear was a sport, you know? Who'd have thought throwing an iron ball was a sport, but someone just came up and decided, we enjoy throwing this, so let's do that. Throwing a frisbee or something like that? Yeah, that's also a sport, apparently. Pole dancing, who'd have thought, right? So I think it's just because our classification of it is it's not considered as such. People think that you don't use strength, or it's not a sport, it's just about sitting down and, you know, he's not doing anything else. The longer we take to sleep on gaming, the gaming world's going to leave us behind.
Probably. Like, even right now, very few servers in Africa.
That's true. That's true. It's a struggle to get servers, but it's an uphill challenge to get recognized as an esports team.
Even an esports team. It's hard.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Yeah. So that's an interesting experience, but I won't keep you on that. So I'd like to know, as you, what are your favorite titles?
No titles.
Like, games you would die for.
Probably Skyrim. I love that game. it's an open world RPG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuzrada.
Yeah.
Back in the day when, well, Bethesda was still on their game.
When they released it, like, because I got it on, I got the reloaded one.
Yeah.
The cracked one. It was so much fun.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have any other choice because, believe it or not, it's up there with the, was it Infinite? Yeah, I think with the Call of Duty, Infinite Warfare. In terms of size, because, well, given that it's been getting updates after updates for all those years, I think it's around 120 GB, I think.
It's much fun. After Skyrim, it's probably Valorant now, because that's the one I'm playing a lot.
Ah, yeah. Valorant.
Yeah, I think those are my main two right now. The others are just passing games.
Ah. Yeah, okay. Valorant and Skyrim.
Valorant and Skyrim.
Yeah, no Fallout in the mix?
I've never really gotten into Fallout. Like, I tried it, it wasn't for me.
Oh, wow, yeah. I mean, which one did you try out? Was it 4 or 3?
I started with 3. Then I also tried 4, but I really didn't get into the story. Really, I couldn't. Even though it's Bethesda, still I couldn't really come to love it as much as I did.
Yeah, it's understandable.
Skyrim was just a one-off for me.
Yeah, true. It's understandable. Yeah, that's true. Skyrim just has that. Once you start, you're like, But well, in my case, for me, it was more like once I started Fallout 3, it just kept on going.
You played 76.
Because right now, there's no way in hell I'm playing that. There's no way in hell I'm playing that. If they want me to play it, they better make sure that at least it's a solid game. Yeah, sure, I can get down with the lore, but nope. Because you can't come from playing one of the best Fallout games to playing 76.
Impossible.
Even guys that have started with Fallout 4 would agree with me. You don't just come from any of the others that came before and then go to that because
it's too bad. Have you tried New Vegas?
I think at the that's the one I'm playing. That's the one I'm playing. I'm on my eighth run on hardcore difficulty. Yeah.
I think I'll try that because I've seen a lot of videos on New Vegas. New Vegas looks like the one, to be honest.
You should do New Vegas. Technically, story wise, it's more of the same, but it's separate. It's sort of separate on its own. It just stands on its own without adding to the whole. You have 2, 1, 2, 3. You know, this one for it stands on its own. And I hear there were talks of making a New Vegas 2. And remastering this one, but we'll believe it when it finally comes out, you know? We've learned from No Man's Sky.
Hey, No Man's Sky. But No Man's Sky is nice. Like, it got updates and now apparently it's much better.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, right now it's good, but back then... the dumpster fire that was there. Promising people a lot of stuff that wasn't there. I'm like, guys, I don't know why developers do that, but well, then again, I kind of also understand, you know, they also have their own stuff to deal with. So, you know, but because from what I hear, CD Projekt Red had a lot of stuff going on before Cyberpunk came out. So, you know,
and we didn't really expect it to go like that from CD Projekt Red, but
yeah. But yeah, we can forgive them. I mean, they gave us Witcher, right?
Witcher series.
Yeah, they gave us Witcher, so it's okay. Everyone messes up.
Then we can forgive. No. I was thinking of another game.
A Ubisoft title?
Okay. Apart from Siege, and like, okay, Splinter Cell Conviction. That, I think that's my also another favorite game of mine. Okay. Have you ever heard of Splinter Cell Conviction?
Splinter Cell, never played Splinter Cell. I've heard of Blacklist, okay, because, well, a bit infamous, but still. I've heard of them because, well, it's a bit infamous, but yeah. Splinter Cell seems, well, if I ever get the time, I'll probably get into it.
I play.
Yeah, like the whole, especially the whole, the stealth mechanics of it, like actually being able to hide in the shadows in a game. Now that's something. Yeah, that's something you'd normally get into, like, really.
There is also Assassin's Creed 2.
It's timeless, but for me, Assassin's Creed stopped it. Brotherhood, or was it Revelation? I think it's Revelation, Brotherhood. That's where that stopped for me.
Auditorio, that's just the end.
Yeah, Ezio. Yeah, I think that's where it stopped for me because, like, I haven't even played Black Flag. Black Flag is sitting on my hard drive telling me, wait, what's going on? You've forgotten about us. So, yeah.
So I think it's just, like, it's time. Because they kept, I don't know what they did. Because after the third one was meh. Black Flag was slightly better. And now these new ones.
You have the first, the second, and the third. You have the first one, the second, the third, and then skip. Brotherhood. Skip. Syndicate.
Was Syndicate? I didn't play Syndicate. Syndicate is the Victorian era one. That one.
Yeah, Syndicate is dope. At least it's dope. That one I can say. I've seen a few videos of it. It's dope. Well, Unity makes it look dope. So,
Unity had so much potential, especially the co-op. Hey, that one I was psyched for, like, doing co-op missions.
Yeah.
But they messed that up too, man.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing that Unity had going for it was having an assassin there during the French Revolution. Now, that would have been something. That would have been quite something, you know? You have an assassin going around doing his thing during the French Revolution, interacting with actual historical events. Yeah. That was a very interesting concept. Like, it was dope for the time. I was actually psyched after that trailer, but then I see the stuff that's happening. I'm like, what?
Yeah, what? It just kills the spike. So,
yeah. And I hear the story is not bad, but the gameplay just throws everyone off.
And is, of course, but Ubisoft flops. There's also Division. Because when we saw that trailer, we were so happy. Same with Watch Dogs. The Watch Dogs reveal. Oh, we almost did it.
Like I said, developers promising stuff. Yeah, I can forgive you because I don't really know what goes into the development process, but yeah, it's not once, not twice, not thrice.
Ubisoft always does this, but they always promise and
I don't know, maybe it's, yeah, I think maybe it's sort of like their marketing ploy or something. They're like, let's send out a dope trailer, let's get the game out pre-beta, and then we'll come up with stuff, with new stuff as we go. we'll fix that later.
Even like that reminds me of Anthem, like the early days of Anthem.
Anthem,
it was the thing.
Anthem. Anthem, EA. Oh, now that one, EA. I can forgive other developers, but EA.
Yeah,
just... what I can't give.
EA sucks.
I mean, your direct actions caused BioWare of all guy of all people to close down. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So sad.
Yeah, I just feel sorry for guys. Oh, I still haven't forgiven them for what they did to Command and Conquer. So there's also that bad blood. they're the guys that bought Westwood. Uh-huh. And well, I mean, they did give us a remaster, but then before the remaster, we had Tiberium Twilight, and then you have the mobile version of Command and Conquer. Uh-huh. Like, come on. At least they came to their senses and gave us a remaster. So now we are waiting for the next remaster. Come on. I know you guys hear. Yeah, I know you guys can hear me. We want Red Alert 2. Come on. We want Tiberium Sun remastered. Because honestly, even if RTS is not that big of a genre, I personally believe they're just sitting on something epic.
They want to.
And, they're sitting on something epic. Mm. Yeah. So that's that. Have you played Saints Row?
Yes, I've played Saints Row 3, 4, Gutter to Hell, and the new one.
You've played the new one? How is it?
Of course, it's buggy, but I love it. Love it. It gives me like Saints Row 3 vibes, and then the voice lines actually really nice because they're new characters. You won't immediately love them, but they grow on you. And I think I'm like 40% into the game. It's a lot of fun, and there are no like game breaking bugs. To be honest, I haven't seen any game breaking.
That's good.
Fun.
Volition at least. Yeah, Volition knows how to deliver at the very least. From
Agents of Mayhem, I didn't like that one. That one was tight.
Agents of Mayhem. I'm willing to give them a pass. They wanted to go for something, They were going for something, but I don't know, maybe execution wise. But I'm willing to give them a pass since, I love Saints Row, so maybe that's the bias.
But
I've also played 2, 3, 4, and Get Out of Hell. Actually, I'm replaying 2 right now. I'm replaying 2. I have 3 and 4. I played Get Out of Hell some time ago, so I don't know. Maybe I just decided to get a bit nostalgic and go back in time, back when I was in, was it college? I played 3, 4 and Got Out of Hell. Actually, was it 2 months after Got Out of Hell had come back? All three of them back to back.
You played all of them. Nice.
Yeah.
How is 2 right now? Because I haven't played 2.
Yeah, 2 is the same as it is. I just came back because I wanted to do the Dex mission where I get to kill Julius.
Okay. Is it like where's the setting? Is it like Santa Elias? Is it like the new one? It's like Spanish place.
In a sense, the new one is in Santo Ileso, the Spanish place. And the characters seem a bit more Spanish based in a sense, like Latin America seems like the setting of this new Saints Row. So, hey, I'm not mad. I mean, if it gives you Saints Row 2, Saints Row 3 vibes, why not? Right? Okay. I think we've exhausted all the topics. All right. So thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.